Lecture topic, lessons from Ramadan.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين اتقوا إذا مسهم طائف من الشيطان تذكروا فإذا هم مبصرون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, each and every one of us is aware that very soon the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this great opportunity of mercy and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the form of the blessed month of Ramadan will be departing us. That month where Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, says that he said that Ramadan, atakum Ramadan, Ramadan has come to you. تُفْتَحُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ وَتُغْلَقُ فِيهِ أَبْوَابُ النَّارِ وَتُغَلُّ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينِ فَبُعْدًا لِمَنْ أَدْرَكَ رَمَضَانَ فَلَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ إِذَا لَمْ يُغْفَرْ لَهُ فَمَتَى أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The month wherein he said, Allah throws open the doors of Jannat and Allah locks up the doors of Jahannam, and the shayateen are also locked up. And so conducive is this month towards acquiring the mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that despite being rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy for humanity, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may that person be distanced from the mercy of Allah who finds the month of Ramadan and still fails to gain the forgiveness of Allah. In these dying moments of this month, what is essential, my respected brothers, is that we cannot allow a sense of complacency to overtake us. And mashallah, we exerted ourselves greatly. Little bit more ibadat we will do, and then the hilal of Eid will be sighted, and then we can go back to the type of life that we were leading before. But the real concern now should be, my respected brothers, that we don't know whether Allah has accepted our amal or not. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, كُونُوا لِقُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ أَشَدَّ اِهْتِمَامًا مِنْكُمْ بِالْعَمَلِ أَلَمْ تَسْمَعُوا قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. He used to say, have more ihtimam, more concern and more worry for the acceptance of your amal, even more than the amal itself. Did you not hear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His Qur'an, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, that Allah will only accept from those with taqwa. Allah will only accept from those with piety. Allah will only accept from those who have ta'alluq and link and connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fudalat ibn Ubayd rahimullah used to say, لَأَنْ أَكُونَ أَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى تَقَبَّلَ مِنِّي مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِّنْ عَمَلٍ أحب إلي من الدنيا وما فيها لأن الله تعالى قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. He says, if it were told to me that just one of your amal has been accepted, even though it may be smaller than the grain of mustard seed, If just that much assurance I got, this is more beloved to me than the whole world and whatever it contains. Because Allah Ta'ala has said that the precondition and prerequisite for the acceptance of amal, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, Allah accepts from those with taqwa. Salaf al-Salihin, it is mentioned, كَانُوا يَدْعُونَ اللَّهَ السِّتَّةَ أَشْهُرْ أَنْ يُبَلِّغَهُمْ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانَ ثُمَّ يَدْعُونَ اللَّهَ السِّتَّةَ أَشْهُرْ أَنْ يَتَقَبَّلَهُ مِنْهُمْ. They would make dua to Allah Ta'ala for 6 months of the year, 6 months before Ramadan. They would make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah must keep them alive to experience the beauty of Ramadan. And then for the next 6 months, they would make dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah must accept from them their ibadat in Ramadan. So this is not a time or a period, my respected brothers, where we can afford to become complacent. We have to be taking stock of ourselves. Allah Ta'ala says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This fasting and this month of Ramadan was given to you for what? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you develop taqwa, so that you develop a link and a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So each one of us has to be taking stock. Ulama explained beautifully. They say Ramadan is a training for us. They say, if we look symbolically, a person fasts in Ramadan, and then on the day after Ramadan is the day of Eid, it's a day of happiness, a day of rejoicing. They say this same scenario represents the life of a mu'min in this world. الدنيا كلها شهر صيام المتقين وعيد فطرهم يوم لقاء ربهم. They say that the life of a person in this world represents the month of Ramadan. Like in Ramadan, you stayed away from haram and you stayed away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same way, acquire training in Ramadan so that your whole year, your whole life in this world is spent with the consciousness of Ramadan. And when can you relax? When is your enjoyment? When is the iftar of your fast? When is your Eid? Eid is the day when you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu al-Hazim rahimahullah was asked, how will the meeting with Allah be for those who had pleased Allah? He says, the meeting with Allah for those who had pleased Allah will be like a person who has been separated from his family for a very long time. And after a long period of separation, the manner, the love, the affection with which that reunion takes place is how the meeting with Allah will be for that person who had pleased Allah in this world. Like the poet says, فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى فَصُمْ يَوْمَكَ الْأَدْنَى لَعَلَّكَ فِي غَدٍ تَفُوزُ بِعِيدِ الْفِطْرِ وَالنَّاسُ سُوَمُ وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِ كُلِّهَا وَقَدْ سُمْتُ عَنْ لَذَّاتِ دَهْرِي كُلِّهَا وَيَوْمَ لِقَاكُمْ ذَاكَ فِطْرُ صِيَامِي. He says, I fasted my entire life. What fast? I fasted away from my lazat, from my desires, away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And the day when I meet my Allah, the day when I meet my Allah is the day when I will make iftar from my roza. The roza of abstention from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, fast, fast for this short day, referring to the life of this world, because this world when compared to akhirat is totally insignificant. He said, fast for this short day, and tomorrow, on the day of judgment, when others will be in fear, when others will be swimming in their perspiration, that is the day you will be making merry. That is the day of your iftar. That is the day of your Eid, the day when you will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed his sahaba, هَلْ أَنْبَأْتُمْ مَا أَوَّلُ مَا يَقُولُ اللَّهُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَوَّلُ مَا يَقُولُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَهُ. He said, oh my sahaba, should I not tell you what is the first thing Allah will say to the mu'mineen on the day of judgment? What is the first thing that Allah will say to those who had pleased Him? And what will be their response? يقول الله للمؤمنين يوم القيامة هل أحببتم لقائي. Allah will address the believers on the day of judgment and Allah will say to them, did you love to meet me? Did you aspire to come back to your Allah? Were you waiting for this meeting with your Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ahabba liqa Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'ah. Wa man abghadha liqa Allah, abghadha Allahu liqa'ah. That person who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him also. And that person who dislikes meeting Allah, Allah dislikes meeting him also. When will we like to meet Allah? When will that day be a day of Eid? When will that day be a day of Iftar? When the life in this world is brought on the sifat of Ramadan. Bishr, rahimullah, it was told to him, إِنَّ قَوْمًا يَتَعَبَّدُونَ وَيَجْتَهِدُونَ فِي رَمَضَانِ. A group of people were mentioned to him who exert themselves, engage themselves in ibadat in the month of Ramadan only. His response to this was, بِئِسَ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ اللَّهَ حَقًّا إِلَّا فِي رَمَضَانِ إِنَّ الصَّالِحَ الَّذِي يَتَعَبَّدُ وَيَجْتَهِدُ السَّنَةَ كُلَّهَا. He said, how ungrateful and how terrible are a people. How disgraceful are a people who take advantage of the mercy of Allah, who take advantage of the clemency of Allah by worshipping Allah only in Ramadan and by exerting themselves only in Ramadan and by putting that cover or that cloth over the shaitan box and those instruments of vice only in Ramadan and by coming to the masjid for salah with jamaat and getting up in the dead of night and crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only in Ramadan. And once the hilal of Eid is sighted, then they return back to what they were doing before. He said, how terrible such a people are. The true one of piety is that person who will strive and exert himself in ibadat throughout the entire year. For him, that day of meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a day of happiness and joy. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this to Sahaba, that the one who loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet him. Sahaba said, Alaysa kulluna yakrahul maut ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, every one of us naturally dislikes death. Every one of us naturally is afraid of death. So does this mean that we do not want to meet our Allah? That we do not love to meet our Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. What I mean is a person who had pleased Allah in this world, when the time comes for him to leave this world, the malaika of Allah will come down. In one riwayat it comes 500 malaika will come with bouquets of flowers to make istiqbal of this person. And then they will start giving him basharat and glad tidings. Allah has kept this for you and Allah has kept that for you. أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْحَمِيدَةِ كَانَتْ فِي الْجَسَدِ الْحَمِيدِ أُخْرُجِي وَأَبْشِرِي بِرَوْحِ وَرَيْحَانِ وَرَبٍ رَاضٍ عَنْكِ غَيْرِ غَضْبَانِ. They will say, oh praiseworthy nafs, you were in a praiseworthy body. Come out now, come out now. And be happy. In front of you the gardens of Jannat lie. In front of you the streams and the rivers of Jannat lie. And more than this, your Rabb Allah, who is happy with you and is not angry with you, is waiting to meet you. When this mu'min hears this glad tidings, then he will aspire to meet Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will aspire to meet him also. On the other hand, Allah save us. That person who had displeased Allah Ta'ala, at the time when he has to leave this world, the malaika of Allah will come down. On one occasion, Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam, he met Malakul Maut, the angel of death. He told him that show me in what form You come to take the nafs, to take the soul of that person who had displeased Allah. Malakul Maut told him that, O Ibrahim, alayhi salam, you will not be able to bear this. Ibrahim alayhi salam insisted. So he told him, turn around. When he turned around, then he said, now look. And Ibrahim alayhi salam looked back. فَإِذَا سُورَةُ إِنسَانٍ أَسْوَدْ رِجْلَاهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَرَأْسُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ كَأَقْبَحِ مَا أَنْتَ رَائِمْ مِنَ السُّوَرْ تَحْتَ كُلِّ شَعْرٍ مِنْ جَسَدِهِ لَهِيبُ نَارٍ. Ibrahim alayhi salam fell down unconscious. Because in front of him was a person in completely black, his feet on the ground, his head in the sky, the most terrible and fearsome sight you could possibly see. Underneath each strand of hair of his body, fire was burning, and smoke was being emitted from this entire structure or this entire being in front of him. When Ibrahim alayhi salam recovered, he said, if Allah had prepared no other azab for the disbelievers, and if Allah had prepared no other azab for those who were disobedient to him, besides the sight of you coming towards them, this would have been sufficient. They will say to this person, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْخَبِيثَةِ كَانَتْ فِي الْجَسَدِ الْخَبِيثِ أُخْرُجِي وَأَبْشِرِي بِحَمِيمِ وَغَسَّاقِ وَآخَرَ مِنْ شَكْلِهِ أَزْوَاجِ. O filthy ruh, you in a filthy body, come out now and know that in front of you lies the boiling water of Jahannam, lies the blood and pus of Jahannam, and lies various other types of azab. This person, when he hears this, will dislike meeting Allah. Allah will dislike meeting him also. To complete that riwayat we were mentioning earlier, Allah Ta'ala will say to the believers, did you look forward to meeting me? They will say, yes, O Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala will say to them, Lima, why is it you were looking forward to meeting me? They will say, Ya Allah, رَجَوْنَا عَفْوَكَ وَمَغْفِرَتَكَ. We hope for your forgiveness and we hope for your mercy. Allah Ta'ala will say, قَدْ وَجَبْتُ لَكُمْ مَغْفِرَتِي. My maghfirat and my forgiveness and my mercy has become wajib for you. Let us live a life in this world so that our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can take place in this manner, where Allah is happy to meet us and we are happy to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The concern, my respected brothers, should be whether our ibadat and whatever what little we have done has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The point we want to make, my respected brothers, is what are the signs of acceptance? How can we gauge whether our Ramadan has been accepted? Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, Man saama Ramadan, wa huwa yuhaddith nafsahu, أنه إذا أفطر بعد رمضان لم يعص الله دخل الجنة بغير مسألة ولا حساب. ومن صام رمضان وهو يحدث نفسه أنه إذا أفطر بعد رمضان عصى ربه فصيامه عليه مردود. He says that person who fasted in the month of Ramadan and he changed his life, he turned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he developed taqwa. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked sahaba, Atadruna mani tayyib? O my sahaba, do you know who is one who has made tawbah? Unfortunately, we have a completely misguided concept of what is tawbah. To many of us, Allah protect us, tawbah is some big night. Oh, month of Ramadan, or some occasion where we come into the masjid, ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. But in the heart is the determination that once I leave, or once the Hilal of Eid is sighted, or once this period has passed, then my life will be exactly as it was before. This type of tawbah, Hassan Basri rahimullah used to say that we have to make istighfar to Allah over our istighfar. We have to ask Allah to forgive us for the manner in which we ask Him to forgive us. Our merciful Allah, our kind Allah, threw open the doors of mercy in this Mubarak month. Let not our analogy, let not our example be In the kitabs, ulama have written, there is a certain type of worm, I forget the name, it spends its entire life in feces and in filth. One day, this worm, for some inexplicable reason, ventured out of the feces and the stools. And for the first time in its life, it felt the sweetness of fresh air. For the first time in its life, it saw the blue yonder. For the first time in its life, it felt the coolness of the fresh breeze. And after having experienced this sweetness, for some inexplicable reason, because it was inherent in the nature of this worm, it turns around and it goes back into the feces. Let that not be our example, that in Ramadan we felt the sweetness of crying in the dead of night. In Ramadan we felt the sweetness of lowering our gaze. We felt the sweetness of staying away from music and haram. We felt that special connection and taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that comes in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, once the hilal of Eid is sighted, then we forget all this and we go back towards masiyat and we go back towards the disobedience of Allah ta'ala. Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala who said, that person who fasts in Ramadan and has made his mind up that my life is changed. He has made his mind up. He says this person will enter Jannah without any hisab or reckoning. And that person who fasts in the month of Ramadan, وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَهُ, and he tells himself, never mind, stay away from my bad habits. Each one of us knows what those bad habits are. There's no reason to mention them. And no need to mention them. We know what our weaknesses are. If we are telling ourselves in our hearts, that for this month I will stay away from that. And once the hilal of Eid is sighted, I'm going to go back. I'm going to carry on as was before. He says, فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودِ. This is a sign that Allah has not accepted your fasting of the month of Ramadan. May Allah protect us. Abu Nadra, rahimahullah, used to say, أَرْبَعٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ فَلَمْ يَزْدَدْ بِهِنَّ خَيْرًا فَذَاكَ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَقَبَّلْهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ. He said four things, four opportunities Allah gives a believer. If he experiences them, if he is blessed by Allah Ta'ala with them, and a change does not come in his life, then this is a sign. This is a sign that Allah has not accepted it from him. The first thing he mentioned, man sama Ramadan, walam yazdad bihinna khayra, fadaka ayatun annahu lam yataqabbalhu Allahu min. That person who fasted in the month of Ramadan, and his life did not change. Good did not increase in his life. Ramadan came and went, and didn't bring some sort of a change in his life. He said, this is a sign that Allah has not accepted his fasting of Ramadan. We have to make tawbah. This is the month of tawbah. But Allah doesn't just want any tawbah. Tawbatun nasuh. Abu Bakr al-Warraq, rahimullah, used to say, أن تضيق عليك الأرض بما رحبت وأن تضيق عليك نفسك كالثلاثة الذين خلفوا. What is توبة النصوحة? That inside your heart cries out, I broke the command of my Allah, I displeased my Allah. If my Allah is angry with me and I die in this condition, what is going to happen to me? He says the earth should become straightened for you despite its vastness. And your heart should be filled with grief, like those three Sahaba who did not take part in Tabuk. The manner when they were boycotted for 50 days, there's no time to go into the details. What kayfiyat and what concern passed over them? He said, that should be your kayfiyat. To complete that riwayat of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked Sahaba, do you know who is a person who made tawbah? Sahaba said, Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam know best. Then Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, man taba walam yughayyir majlisahu falaysa bitaib. وَمَنْ تَابَ وَلَمْ يُغَيِّرْ خُلُقَهُ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ وَمَنْ تَابَ فَلَمْ يَرْضَ خَصْمَاهُ فَلَيْسَ بِتَائِبٍ إِلَى آخِرِ الْحَدِيثِ. He said that person, the crux of the hadith, is that he made tawbah, but his dressing didn't change, his akhlaq didn't change, his character didn't change, his company did not change, his way of life did not change. Then Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this person has not made tawbah. Tawbah is regret over the past. an ahad and promise with Allah that we will not return back to that. Open the books of history and see the lives of those people who truly made tawbah. Time is very limited, just one incident from the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu we will mention, and on that we will terminate. In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was one youngster who used to worship Allah ta'ala excessively. He was always in ibadat, always in the obedience of Allah. Because of this, Umar developed a liking for this youngster. He was a very handsome youngster. He would leave the masjid late at night to go home to make khidmat of his elderly father. On the way, there was one woman, very, very beautiful. She became attracted to this youngster. So she made her mind up. She made her mind up to entice him towards haram. Each day she would beautify herself. And she would try and create all sorts of excuses to draw the attention of this youngster. One day it was such that he fell into her trap. And he ventured into her house. And as he ventured into her house, the verse of the Quran came in front of him. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. The people of taqwa, those moments of weakness we will have, the touch of shaitan will befall us. But Allah Ta'ala says, what is the sign of taqwa? When the moment of weakness has occurred and you realize, immediately you retract, immediately you change, immediately you move away from the haram. When this verse of the Quran came in front of him, this youngster fell down unconscious. This woman with her servant carried him, left him at the door of his elderly father, and went to doctor the door and went away. The father opened the door and saw his son lying unconscious. It took a few hours to revive that youngster. When he woke up, his father said, what happened? So he said, oh my father, good happened to me. He said, oh my son, tell me what happened. He was embarrassed. His father insisted. The son related the incident. And then the father asked him, what verse of the Quran caused you to retract? He said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Saying this, the youngster breathed his last and passed away. The coffin was prepared, and the youngster was buried that night. The next morning, the message came to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He hastily went to the home of the youngster, and he said to the father, why didn't you tell me last night? Why didn't you tell me about his janaza also? So the father said, Amirul Mu'mineen, it was late at night. They would not delay in burying their deceased. Nevertheless, Umar says, take me to his grave. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes and stands in front of the grave of this youngster. And he addresses him, Ya Shab, waliman khafa maqama rabbihi jannatan. That person who in the invitation of the disobedience of Allah comes in front of him, remembers that day when he will have to stand in front of Allah and give account for his life. That person who fears standing in front of Allah, Allah will give him two jannats. He recites this verse of the Quran. From the grave, the youngster replies, O Amirul Mu'mineen, Allah has given me both jannats. Allah has given me both jannats. This month of mercy, this month of forgiveness, Allah has given us. My respected brothers, let it not be a platform for us to return back to what we were doing before, but make this firm ahad. That is the reason, my respected brothers, until our company does not change, until those we spend our time with does not change, until our dressing does not change, until our lives do not change, until we don't make a conscious effort to introduce in our lives those things which are going to be conducive towards the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those amal which are going to take us closer to Allah ta'ala, then my respected brothers, to have istiqamat is going to be very difficult. That is why let us try inshallah through the barakat of Ramadan to introduce the halqa of ta'lim daily in our homes. So that every day kalamullah, kalamur rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes into our homes. Let us try through the barakat of Ramadan to make this firm determination at least 3 days every month we will spend in the path of Allah ta'ala, so that through the 3 days, the other 27 days, whatever disobedience has occurred, it can be a means of cleansing us. Let us try through the barakat of Ramadan to make this niyat that we will make the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the object of our lives, and inshallah link ourselves to the effort of the masjid. By linking ourselves to the masjid and the environment of the masjid, the beauty and ecstasy that we felt in Ramadan inshallah will permeate throughout the rest of the year. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.